was the day before Christmas, and in many a city, the retailers were anxious because the economy's, well, let's just say it's not doing very well. So last night, in a desperate attempt to lure procrastinating shoppers, a few big department stores stayed open all night long. We dispatched NPR correspondent Robert Smith in New York.
It is 3 a.m. I can't think of a worse time to go shopping. Okay, one advantage of getting up in the middle of the night is that there's no traffic. It only took me about 20 minutes to get from Brooklyn to Macy's here in Herald Square in Manhattan. And while those of you who actually did your shopping early are sleeping soundly in your beds, those of us who did not are here and taking advantage of the fact that Macy's and Toys R Us just up the street are open 24 hours. Crystal Enruff is coming out of Macy's as I'm about to go in. You know the store is open during the day, don't you?
I do. I'm a bit of a nocturnal person. I'm up all night, and I do like to sleep during the day as much as I can.
Now, some might say that this is a sign of someone who has really put off all of their Christmas shopping to the very last moment. Are you a little embarrassed?
Yes, and it's because I've been really busy, and yeah, so I'm definitely a last-minute person.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Inside the store, it's so bizarre. It's just like Christmas. All the lights are lit, the store window displays are going, there's plenty of employees. There's just nobody here. There's like no crowds. It's like, what if they gave Christmas and no one came and you had it all to yourself? Not bad.
My name is Latarsha Burse and I'm from Manhattan.
And what are you shopping for today?
Everything for, I have 15
The whole
members.
Season, you have to do the whole thing in one night?
Yes, pretty much. I have 15 people to shop for. At this time of the night, you can shop with no worries, no headaches. You can get what you want. You can be assisted by one person, and you don't have 100 people mobbing that one person to help you.
Now, how are you going to recover in time for Christmas? I mean, you're going to be exhausted.
I have tomorrow morning to get as much sleep as I can, and then I'm going to work.
I'm sorry, early. You said tomorrow morning. You mean,
well,
this morning?
Yeah. I didn't even realize.
You don't even know what day it is.
I'll work it out. I'll squish the time in and make it happen.
The shoppers seem to be enjoying themselves. I just can't say as much for the employees of Macy's. They're bleary-eyed. They're drinking these huge cups of coffee. I even saw one guy up in the bedding department taking a power nap on one of the sample beds. I go outside the store where I meet Brittany Jones, who works there, except she's supposed to have the night off.
I'm here just to shop because I can't take it during the day. It's crazy. I can't take it during the day.
So
really?
Let me get this right. You work at Macy's during the day, and then you come shopping here in the middle of the night?
It sounds dumb, but I have to be with no bags, no customers, so I can just look through what I want.
Well, are the people who do work here in the middle of the night, people who you probably know, are they in a bad mood?
Yes, they are. All of them have deplorable attitudes. Oh, my goodness. They're so mad. So mad. It's what the schedule gods give you.
So it's about 5 in the morning, and my interviewing is done, which means I can actually get some presents for my own family.
That brings you to a total of $140.87.
Now, if I want to return these, though, I have to come back during the day, right?
Yes, you do.
So there you go. I'll have to brave the crowds to do the returns.
Yes.
Robert Smith, NPR News at Macy's in Herald Square.